relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, friends. Welcome, patriots. A very, very interesting day today. For a Monday, lots and lots of news. Some of it bad, some of it good, some of it invigorating. Let's start with the most important this evening. The one, the solitary article of impeachment will be transmitted by the House managers to the Senate for a Senate trial against the President of the United States. According to Chuck Schumer, the trial will begin on February the 8th because Biden wants some peace and unity until February the 8th, and then we can start the divisiveness again. But in all seriousness, the divisiveness is ramping up every single minute. We have information about the incoming new executive orders. We will share those with you. We will have Jenna Ellis in studio, the former president's attorney, on whether it is even constitutional to have an impeachment trial of a man who has left federal service and what the president is going to do. But fascinatingly, how about this? This is the latest approval rating by Rasmussen Reports for President Biden. And it's not looking good. President Biden has a 48% approval rating, with 45% of Americans not approving of his job so far. Most importantly, he is underwater, as they say, with women. 48% disapprove so far. It's been 4 days in office? 3 days in office? And already the suburban housewives are not in approval? And white Americans, 51% disapprove to 43%. Now, why is this so fascinating? Well, let's put it in context. Just 4 years ago, what were these numbers for the 45th president of the United States? Shockingly, very different. 4 years ago, at this time, only 44% of Americans disapproved of the president's first week in office, despite the fact that we had dropped the travel ban the first weekend, and he enjoyed
a 56% approval rating. So Donald Trump, 56%. Joe Biden, a measly 48%. And it's going to get worse. Why? Because of the decisions, the almost 20 decisions he's already taken as executive orders or actions. More allegedly coming today, including a lifting of the ban on transgender service in the military. Because that's a priority for America, isn't it? That is what we should be focusing on. We have the cancellation of the XL part of the Keystone Pipeline, which means what? At least 11,000 jobs lost. Some say it is factors more than that. And we have a statement already from the UA, the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. And here we have President, UA President Mark McManus, with the following. In revoking this permit, the Biden administration has chosen to listen to the voices of fringe activists instead of union members and the American consumer on day one. That's the statement today from the UA. And he goes on. Let me be clear. When built with union labor by men and women of the UA, pipelines like the Keystone XL remain the safest and most efficient modes of energy transportation in the world. Sadly, the Biden administration has now put thousands of union workers out of work. Mm-hmm, correct. But what's the problem, Mr. McManus? Well, the heading, perhaps, of the article that I'm reading from by Matt Margolis from our friends over at PJ Media. I'm reading this from an article that has the following headline. Union that endorsed Biden trashes him for fulfilling his campaign promise to axe the Keystone XL pipeline. Because that's what happened last year after Biden made a commitment to axe the Keystone XL pipeline. The union, the United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, endorsed him. So he's keeping the promise he made that you knew about before you endorsed him, and now you're surprised? Wakey, wakey, my friends. Promises made, promises kept. But not in a good way, like it was under Donald Trump, the last president, but in a way that hurts thousands and thousands and potentially millions of Americans. More actions from the pen of President Biden. He has reinstated travel bans with our allies, and also with less developed nations. President Trump, 2 days before he left office, lifted travel bans from certain nations, including the United Kingdom, that were getting a grip of the coronavirus. Well, that's over. That little honeymoon that lasted, 5 days, is done. Because Biden has reinstituted the travel ban with Europe, with the UK, with Brazil, and with South Africa. My gosh, what a racist. I thought you weren't allowed to do travel bans. Let's go back in time, shall we? Let's go back 4 years, exactly 4 years ago, when we were told we were the racists for protecting America from terrorists. And it was my job to explain the Trump moratorium for travel to the United States from 7 key nations. And this was my interview in studio with fake Jake Tapper on CNN. Just a little reminder. Video cut 11. Play cuts.
This is a blanket ban, or temporary ban, on tens, hundreds of thousands of people, most of them who wish no harm on the United States. Some of them, you've seen the stories in the newspaper, a little boy who needs cancer treatments, that sort of thing. That has the effect of, in the view of many national security experts, I'm not talking about the media now, talking about the national security experts, of this actually makes us less safe even though the attempt is clearly to make us more safe.
Do you have a family?
I do. Okay. I have two beautiful children and a wonderful wife.
That's great. Would you be prepared to take the chance that out of these thousands of people, that we're just going to keep things as they are, and one bad guy gets in and attacks your family? God forbid. Are you prepared to take that chance? Because that's the calculation the president is making. And it's his prerogative. The law laid down in the 1950s states it is the commander-in-chief's prerogative to set the standards for immigration. He understands it is his burden to make sure your children are safe.
And that's why we did it then. Based upon a threat assessment we inherited from the Obama administration about the countries that could not guarantee for us that the identity of the individuals coming here were not in any way, shape, or form a threat to the United States. Now, 4 years later, my, how things have changed. If it's the southern border, everybody gets let in. I'll read to you the shocking email that Tucker Carlson received from inside the Department of Homeland Security with Biden's order to release detainees. But if you're an ally, or if you're an American, if you are an African country, and the excuse is COVID, the travel bans are back. Hypocrisy, outrageous hypocrisy, is the standard by which these people will try to run this country. But we will be here pushing back with the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Do you know how much little old Fauci gets paid from your taxpayer dollars? Are you ready? Are you sitting down? That little man who says masks are useless, now they're mandatory, he earns more than the President of the United States. The princely sum of $413,000 a year. Not bad for a bureaucrat. Yes, the swamp, its breadth is incredibly wide. Its depth, well, it's thousands of leagues. Somebody who knows that better than most is our good friend. It's been far too long. She's back in studio now, back in the swamp. Former attorney to the president, former senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, constitutional lawyer Jenna Ellis. Welcome back.
So great to be back with you, Seb. Thanks.
Perfect timing, absolutely perfect timing, because of the one article of impeachment that shall be delivered this evening to the Senate by the House managers. I don't know who came up with it. I heard Mark Stein say today the re-impeachment. Remarkable that less than a year ago we witnessed this. Let's start at the beginning. You are an expert. You've taught these matters. You've practiced them. You fought for the 45th president for months after the election. Let's start with the basics. What is the original intended purpose of impeachment?
That's a great question, and one that really the Senate needs to contemplate, because the purpose of impeachment is not in any way political. It should never be used as a political power.
Right.
It is for the purpose when there is a genuine legal basis of a matter of fact that occurred that falls under high crimes and misdemeanors.
And let's be clear here. The original language, today we use misdemeanors for, like, you know, jaywalking.
Yes.
200 years ago, misdemeanors had a different connotation.
Yes, because the full text is treason, bribery, or other.
Yes.
High crimes and misdemeanors. That key phrase, or other,
yeah,
is purposeful and it's meaningful. It's basically an offense that would go against your oath of office and fidelity to the U.S. Constitution. So this isn't something that people can just make up and say, you know, we disagree with your policy, President Trump or President whomever or Senator whoever or...
Because then it would be used every single week.
Like it is now. Right. And this is the problem, is that people are using, the Democrats are using the impeachment clause solely for political purposes. That wasn't how it was ever designed.
And the intent being that you're dealing with an incumbent individual and you are you're using a quasi-trial type procedure to remove them from that office, correct?
Yes, and that's why the Constitution specifically gives the House sole power for impeachment, which is simply just to drop the articles. That's the charge. It's a quasi-criminal proceeding because it's a charge.
Yes.
And then the Senate has sole power to try those impeachments. And the intended purpose, of course, was to remove them from office. The only way you can have a sitting federal office holder, including judges, by the way, including senators, including presidents, to remove them from office is through impeachment.
So where are we right now with the impeachment occurring in the House on one charge of incitement to violent insurrection, which is weird because I'm not sure you could have a non-violent insurrection. And the president is no longer the president, and now it's going to the Senate. So is this, in fact, a constitutional proceedings when it arrives at the Senate tonight, Jenna?
Well, we're in uncharted territory here, particularly when we're dealing with a former president. And so typically when we've looked at impeachments and, of course, the prior political based impeachments, it is for the purpose of removing from office. And we've never had an impeachment of a former president. And so there's been a lot of talk today about Justice Roberts not presiding. If you look at the text of the Constitution, it says that when the president of the United States,
then
the.
Yeah.
And then the Chief Justice shall preside. So we're even in language that probably the Constitution didn't even contemplate, because then it's talking about when the President of the United States is tried. And the language of the Constitution, I think, is evidencing that the founders meant it to be contempt holding office. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the next section and it talks about how punishment in cases of conviction for impeachment shall not extend further than. And so that means that removal and then also barring from holding federal office again or trust.
Well, then it's self-explanatory. We're
right.
Talking about incumbent presidents.
Right.
And this is why Justice Roberts has punted it to the pro tem leader of the Senate. And
he's right in that.
Because it's not a president being impeached.
Exactly. And so then when you look at the possible consequences, it shall not extend further than removal and barring from federal office again. But those two things, I think that there's an argument that you can look at the language of the Constitution and say that removal is what is semi-automatic.
Right.
But then the Senate would have to contemplate that next phase of barring from removal. Can you have that second consequence without the first?
Right. So can you bar them from office without a separate decision, a separate the punishment the judge would mete out? This seems like. Let me ask you this: if you're advising, Mr. Trump now, is the argument just a completely constitutional one that you have no, like they said to Texas, you have no standing here? Because he's not the president. End of story. Where do you even begin to respond?
Well, unlike Texas, we actually Texas, it should have been brought up, but I understand your point. And I think that you have a constitutional argument, but this assumes that the senators are actually contemplating those arguments. If they were, we wouldn't even be in this situation. So it has to be also a political argument, of course. And this is going to be nothing more when they start this trial than, the senators getting up and making these grandstanding speeches to get their 5 minutes
like
on television.
Like the impeachment, the eight-hour impeachment.
Yes. And this is what the American people should be furious about, is that we're using taxpayer dollars to have these grandstanding senators when there's absolutely no legal or constitutional basis for this proceeding to begin with.
And really, how much of this is really just a function of the Democrats who now have control of the Senate with Kamala Harris being the tie-breaking vote, just wishing to prevent Donald Trump from running again?
Of course they do. The good thing is that conviction would have to be a two-thirds majority. So you have to have 67, and that's a very good thing. But of course, this has all been a pretext to just try to get rid of Donald Trump and to make sure that he never comes back. That's been their political agenda since before day one. I mean, when we saw everything with Obamagate all the way through the Mueller fiasco to everything with the next impeachment, everything that we've all been through with this president over the last 4 years, this is just a continuation, and this is their final attempt to try to say we don't want him to ever be relevant again. Well, I have news for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Donald Trump will still continue to be relevant always, because there are 74 million Americans who understand the principles of constitutionalism, and we love this president because of what he stood for, his policies, and that's not going anywhere.
Very wise person, a sagacious individual, told me in the break, the only reason they want to bar him from office is because they're afraid of him. Rightly so. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Follow her on Twitter and on Instagram, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, don't you dare touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Well, we're certainly going to have a trial. I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
Accountability, truth, and justice. Mittens Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto, saying we'll only have unity if we prosecute a man who got 74 million votes. What a pathetic little man you are. Oh, by the way, didn't you volunteer to serve in the Trump cabinet? Ah, I understand. For those of you who Brad, who texted us on our Patriot mobile text line, you didn't mishear it. Let me just repeat. Dr. Fauci earns, I got it wrong, sorry, mea culpa, I got it wrong by $4,000. He doesn't earn $413, he earns $417,000, $608 in a year, okay? As, let's get it right, director of the National Institute for Health, the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. In the last 10 years, he has earned $3.6 million. Which means right now he earns $17,000 a year more than the President of the United States. We are back with none other than the former attorney to the President, former senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, Jenna Ellis. Follow her on Twitter, Jenna Ellis, ESQ for Esquire, and also on Instagram. We were talking in the break, Jenna, about the Supreme Court. Perhaps one of the most disturbing things of the last few months, and you were right there fighting the good fight when it came to election integrity, is it looks like the conservative majority in the Supreme Court just went up in a puff of smoke with this idea that we don't get involved in political discussions or political questions. Well, what is the Supreme Court good for then?
Well, you know, and there is the actual political question doctrine, which is to say that you can't arbitrate policy disputes that don't have a sound constitutional basis. So how I always taught my students was, if you're dealing with a question of is something constitutional, What that means is, does the Constitution allow this particular agent of government or agency of government to do that action? Can they? Not should they.
Should they?
Should is the policy question.
Yes.
The Supreme Court does not deal with should. They deal with can. But this is a question when we're dealing with impeachment, for example. This is a question of can. This is a question if they were doing their job and if they were truly not trying to be political, then they absolutely would have better precedent and they would receive, for example, a motion to dismiss and say, we have to interpret Article 1 of the Constitution and we have to make sure to put down good precedent for every future president, regardless of policy, that this can't be for the purpose of politics.
Yeah.
And we are going to interpret that provision in terms of the actual constitutionality of
it. Because what we're talking about right now, Jenna, is revenge. This is revenge.
Of course. Yeah, it's petty political theater.
Yeah, and this is an attempt to make sure that a man who got... Let's just remind everybody, the man who got more votes than any president in American history doesn't run again in 4 years.
Yeah, and that's absolutely not the purpose of impeachment, and that is misusing and abusing the power that the Constitution vests the House of Representatives, and they are wielding it against an opponent of a separate political party. And that is not at all what we, the people... have elected them to do. And let's remember, they're not entitled. None of those Democrats or nobody in general, I mean, and Mitt Romney even, nobody of any political entitled to power in the United States of America.
Yeah.
That is why we, the people, have a government that is supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people.
Absolutely. Jenna, let me ask you in the last few seconds we have. You came on this show. You've been a star. The president hired you. You were a rock star on the team with Rudy and everybody else, Joe and our friend Boris and Victoria. If you had the president's ear, if he should be listening right now from Mar-a-Lago, what is... what do you recommend is the best way to proceed? Is it to take it to the Supreme Court? What is your constitutional advice?
Well, I think that he has a great opportunity to provide that precedent and lay out the pathway. I mean, just like what we did for election integrity with the lawsuits and with, for example, what Ken Paxton and the others
yes.
did in Texas, that was a great opportunity that didn't fail because of the merit of the claim. It failed because of the Supreme Court and their unwillingness to follow their Article III authority.
Right.
So the president has an opportunity to file that type of a case and to proceed in a manner that would lay a great precedent for future presidents so that there can't be politically motivated impeachments.
Incredible. God bless you and thank you for everything you've done in the last 3 months. We've been talking to Jenna Ellis. Follow her right now on Twitter, Jenna Ellis ESQ, also on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I haven't even mentioned the phone number. The call board is melting with your calls. If anybody drops the number, it's 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We'll go to your calls momentarily. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that is drug-free and providing liberation to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Gary in California. Gary says, I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Wouldn't you love to be able to say that? I think so. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack for the pottery sum of $19.95 or call 800-500-8384. That number, write it down, 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com and order the three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks. You'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. You deserve to find out. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
You can try, but you're gonna fail. God bless Megyn Kelly. She was on the show recently, and now she took the message she broadcast here to the BBC. That's like, you know, the NPR of the UK, and she has a very interesting theory for who's really responsible for the riot on Capitol Hill. Let's listen to Megyn Kelly, Cut 7, play cuts.
They hated him so much, they checked their objectivity, and it wasn't just CNN, all of them did. They just couldn't check their own personal feelings about him. Either that, or they signed on to what I call the Jorge Ramos theory of covering Trump. He was at Univision, and he advocated prior to Trump's election that we needed to cover him differently, that you needed to outwardly call him a racist, sexist, misogynist, all of it. And that was important for history, and I think too many journalists agreed with that at their own peril. That part of the reason we saw what happened on the Capitol here 2 weeks ago was because there's been a complete lack of trust, destruction of trust in the media, and people don't know where to turn for true information.
People don't know where to turn for true information. Well, right here. That's why, Megan, you were a guest. And yes, you're right. It's CNN that was responsible. It was the fake news who are. Yes, I'll say it because he's not the president anymore, but he was right. Fake news is the enemy of the American people. And because they lied persistently, because they libeled the president and anybody who worked for him, people were angry. And that's what happens. Not a justification, just a natural consequence of the lies. A lot of you are texting me, Daryl as well in Anaheim. Marine buddy, he says, please, good sir, may I have another video clip of you logically bee-slapping fake tapper? Most delicious. They're all up there on YouTube. Look for them. Whether it's Don Lemon, whether it's little Anderson Cooper and my take on why more people watch cartoons than CNN, or whether it's fake Jake, they're all up there. But we should repost them. Let's make a note. Eric, tell the team we're going to repost all of the fun little videos of me when I was in the White House. Setting the fake news straight. But let's go to your calls. Let's go down the line. All of you very, very patient listeners. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Number one, line one. First up, Fred in Cleveland. Welcome back, Fred.
Good day, Dr. Gorka. I'd like to ask, I see two strongholds left, the AM radio and the church, and I'm wondering how we keep the left from destroying both of those institutions over the next 12 months.
Yeah, I don't have any magic tool for defending radio or podcasts. I think a lot of people in our industry are working behind the scenes trying to game plan that one. I think a lot of the response from the listeners is going to be crucial. But when it comes to the churches, Fred, I just have to go back to a seminal moment for me when I was on a stage in California last year with Charlie Kirk. And he said, why isn't every pastor, every priest, every minister, every reverend in America saying, no, you will not shut us down? We're going to have service on Sunday, and you can't stop us. So, Fred, you know, most big issues, I realized this a long time ago, most big issues really come down to one thing, leadership or just courage. That's my take, Fred.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world. I have a follow-up, if you'll allow me.
Yeah, go ahead.
The last time I called, you raked me over the coals because I said that I had lost all confidence in Bill Barr. Do you still think he holds no responsibility for what happened in November?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Bill Barr, Fred, if you're listening to the show, I've done multiple mea culpas. I made a call based upon what my friends had told me, who worked for him when he'd been the Attorney General previously, who assured me that this is the man who's going to clean up the swamp. That's what I said on this show. But I was wrong. And he betrayed us. A man who had only two jobs as Attorney General when he came back, to clean up the DOJ and to get to the bottom of the Russia hoax. And he did neither. Despite the fact that you're asking about the election, he said it is a disaster to have 80 million ballots mailed out. But then afterwards he said, there wasn't any fraud. God bless you, Fred. Mea culpa, you were right. Let's go to David in Connecticut, line two. Welcome, David.
Sebastian, good morning.
Greetings.
Yes, my name is David.
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 I get it.
I'm your modular caller.
That's excellent. Carry on, David.
Okay. What I have to say is what occurred in this last election was that this election was jacked. And like when your car gets jacked, the carjacker now has possession of your car, but you still own it. Our election was jacked by the Democrats, but we, the people, own it. Now we have to fight to get this election back. And
what does that mean?
Well, we have to fight because we have 4 years, and God help us what these Democrats will do in the next 4 years. But we have to be cautious as to what will happen, because what's happening now in the Oval Office, I see this person who is occupying the Oval Office is nothing but a gibbet.
You're going to have to use English words, because out of our 3 million listeners, I don't think many speak Hungarian.
I know. It's like edge bolon sa chinal.
Yeah, okay, David, you're going to have to get a grip on the Hungarian phrases, although when he heard that, Dennis Prager really enjoyed it. One crazy person makes 100. Thank you, David. Yeah, look, I like the analogy of being jacked, that the car was taken from us, but it's still our car. We have to be very careful how we take it back in the next, I wouldn't say the next 4 years, David. It's the next 2 years, because given the negative reaction to the Biden administration's just 5 days in office, 4 days in office, a lot of people are going to be added to that 75 million. And it's up to us to bring them on board and to keep them on board. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls here on America First. Great start, guys. Thank you. Superb, superb, superb. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in daily pain. Oh. It's not, but it's still the ReliefFactor.com studios. But it is the Balance of Nature live read. I took my Balance of Nature this morning with my porridge. Not at lunchtime, bright and early. That's how eager I was to be what? To be healthy. Because when I do that, 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's how healthy you can be. Order it right now. Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
If you're watching us on YouTube, do hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. And just in case, we've got an exploding Rumble account. That's the First Amendment alternative to YouTube. So check us out on Rumble as well. Look for me, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Let's go to Sharon in Orlando, line 5. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call after 6 months of waiting for you. It was a well worth
6 months? I'm impressed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. My question and follow-up is, Nancy Pelosi, what evidence, although all of the well-known attorneys have voiced that there is no evidence for a second impeachment for our 45. So will we need to wait and see how she interprets her constitution? Because we have a different copy of the Constitution.
Sharon, do you think she cares? Yes. Do you think it's about the truth, Sharon? If you've been waiting for 6 months, you know Nancy doesn't care.
Yes, sir. What I do think she cares for is a good love, because this lady cannot be so hateful. Secondly, sir...
Hang on. No, secondly there. Why can't she be that hateful?
Because lack of love will make you hateful. There is not...
No. Just stop, Sharon. Stop. Why can't she... What is the objective reason for why she can't be so hateful?
Because she has no love in her.
Well, that's the reason. She is full of spite and hate. Second point.
Our number 45, he was not influencing these gentlemen or gentle ladies of his... from 45. Why? Because there was one individual that was dressed in a costume. That costume was not made overnight. It had to be made prior to entering the Capitol.
Yes.
Yes. So, and also the gentleman who was sitting on Nancy Pelosi's chair with his feet up, someone had to know the floor plans.
No, Sharon, come on. Come on, stop. Okay, don't give in to conspiracy theories. When you're on the floor of the Senate, it's pretty easy, or the floor of the House, it's pretty easy to work out which is the highest chair. So let's stop. Let's stop and be rational. Let's not give them more ammunition. But it is, as we say here frequently, about love and hate. Stay on the line, Sharon. After 6 months, my gosh, the least we can do is give her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Lots of great calls. Maria, don't go anywhere. Tom, Bill, we'll be back here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.